welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Oh my.
Welcome back.
All right. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back.
We're on a every two week schedule here.
Yeah, well, it is COVID and everything's shut down, so we're kind of 50%, like the restaurants.
Well, our shows are definitely at 0% right now. So
yeah.
There's that.
So what shows are we missing?
Any sort of Bachelor, any sort of Dancing with the Stars.
And any sort of Survivor.
Yeah.
That should be coming back. I don't know.
We did
is
get
there
the
Corona in the islands in the middle of the Pacific.
I don't know. They're probably not letting Americans in, though.
Yeah, they're carriers.
So we have been watching some of our
housewives are still blowing
hanging on. I think they did that 2 week thing to make it extend longer too, so that they would have something, but. Potomac starts tonight.
I haven't been an avid watcher in the last couple of seasons, but I'm looking forward to it.
I watched last season of Potomac, and Ashley's husband...
I think those girls are cray-cray.
...slapped the cameraman's ass, and it, like, went around as, like...
But, like, as making a pass.
Yeah.
Not, like, to fight, you know, like... He slapped the cameraman, but he was making a pass at
him. Yeah, I think so. But, yeah, I think that's still the talk of the...
Are they married?
Yeah.
Did they have a baby?
They just had a baby last season.
Is it a little bald baby like him?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it on the preview. It looks exactly like him.
Oh, because she's so pretty. That's terrible. Is it a girl or a boy?
I don't know. I just saw it on the preview, so.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
I'm looking forward to it, so.
Yeah. How about any sort of Southern Charm? New Orleans
is shut down. They're not doing nothing.
Or Charleston.
Well, I think South Carolina's been more open than Louisiana.
But I'm saying that's what we'd be playing.
That's what we've been missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Shaws have been such a letdown. They need to go away. What was the other show? Indians.
Karma
just went away. It's like they didn't even have an end.
I know.
They just stopped playing.
Yeah. Well, but Below Deck is on. Should we talk about Below Deck?
Yes, let's. I watched I'm Current.
So I have a lot to say because Captain Sandy is really... I hope she's pandering to the show.
Because I think she is.
Because if she's actually that kind of boss that is... She goes out there, how's the food? If you don't like it, let me know because I'll make sure it's taken care of.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole... Every bit, every single charter.
And it's like, we were watching this morning and Dad said, what happened to the guy that kept calling everybody sweetie? I said, oh, they're over him. They're on the chef now.
Yeah.
Now it's the chef that's going to get it.
Well,
they barely showed name this past week.
Because they cut him out.
Yeah. I mean.
They cut him out for his racial tweets.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought. Okay, so on the show, though, the sweetie stuff, that was the last thing.
Yeah.
That was their big controversy.
And they cut him out because they don't want to show him because he had racial tweets. And he's been fired.
Wow. But I didn't know that.
I feel so sad for little Kiko. It's like when she called him into the bridge to talk to him about, you know, this is a mega yacht and this deserves.
Yeah, you just don't do
this. He said, I'm trying. Like,
I know.
I thought he was going to cry.
And Hannah's the one that told him.
To do the nachos.
And I mean, they even played back the scene where Hannah said, how about nachos?
Yeah. I still don't. He did listen to Hannah, but I don't know if that should be Hannah's fault because she's not the chef.
Well, right. And I mean, you can't just serve a platter of nachos in the middle of a table. That always looks like crap.
Disgusting. I know.
Yeah.
I mean, nachos is not, I would order nachos.
It's like to have nachos with me and you watching TV.
Well, yeah, I would have nachos. I would never even order nachos at a restaurant that I go to, like Chili's.
It's all soggy. And
I know. I would order nachos at like the Rangers game.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not ordering nachos at even a restaurant, much less a mega yacht.
Exactly.
Why are they serving stuff like lobster? Like,
well, he, first of all, that, those charter people on their food list said, we want fried food, no vegetables. That was the number one thing that they said. So he did.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
When they were going over the when Hannah and the chef and Captain Sandy sit at the table.
Yeah.
So no vegetables. We like fried foods. And then one of them is a vegan. So when everybody else had the fried chicken, that one had a fried sea bass.
Oh, okay.
And
that's not vegan.
Well,
vegetarian?
Whatever. I don't know what they called it.
Poor Kiko. Yeah, so that's how Malia's boyfriend is going to get on.
And Kiko's from Brazil. He don't know no vegan, vegetarian. He's like me. He don't know the difference.
I guess that could be why.
Brazil is meat.
From Brazil. But, yeah, so Kiko's going to get fired, evidently.
Well, he told Sandy on this, when they had the talk on the bridge, he said, well, she said, let's just get through this charter. Let's just get through this charter. He said, okay, then after this charter, I will leave. I think that they decided it.
Oh, okay. So then Malia's boyfriend's going
to
get on.
How convenient. My boyfriend's coming to visit.
I know. Malia reminds me of someone that I used to know.
Since you told me that, I can't get it. I can't stop seeing it.
I know. And so every time I watch her, you know, does anybody else do that where you kind of like put a character? I like to match people. That's my one of my favorite. They remind me or they act like.
These sailing shows, we always have people that match somebody we know.
Yeah, so she really grinds my gears because she thinks she's such a bro.
yeah.
But poor little Bugsy looks like she's straight out of Whoville. Did you hear
the barrettes?
Did you hear
what's going on?
Hannah said you look like one of your tablescapes.
I did not. That's great.
She goes, oh, okay, well, I love to do them. So.
I love accessories.
Yeah.
And Hannah goes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you look like when my little Lindsay was 4 years old and would dress herself to go to Walmart, and that's what she would look like.
All the barrettes and the
every barrette you can find, every necklace.
Yeah. I think she is fairly pretty. It's just
she looks like Cindy Lou Who's mom with the teeth.
I know.
They're really big.
I think she got lip injections too, so now this is puffed up. Well,
So the lips don't meet.
I know.
The teeth are too big.
There's no clothes. Yeah.
Good thing we're so perfect.
Yeah. But yeah. And then so that Alex guy is obsessed with Bugsy and he's trying to get her to. I thought it was so cute when he was standing with the guys and he goes, you guys, tell me for real. Do you think I have a chance?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, man, just keep it up.
He's the little Chubbs. I bet he was just the chubbiest little kid.
He's not fat, is he?
He's Chubbs. He's not thick. He's kind of thick.
Oh. He doesn't look terrible, though.
Oh, yeah. He married 1 year with a wife that can cook. You don't know what that's going to turn
Bugsy? She's going to decorate the table?
He's going to gain 50 in no time.
Yeah, so that's all that's happening on there.
Well,
poor Hannah's getting a bad edit.
Yeah.
A disconnected, you're going to get fired edit.
The only person she likes is Kiko, and he's going to be gone. They went out. And
she was all bit out of shape.
She was just, and I thought that was shitty on Malia's part and Bugsy. They're in the back talk. What's wrong with Hannah? Hannah seems out of it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because, and it's like,
yeah,
that's not what Hannah, I mean, Hannah was just sitting there minding her own business.
Well, I guess it's for the show.
Like causing drama and shit.
Yeah.
I did like the train tour that they took the charter guest on.
Yeah.
Like, let's go sightseeing. Yay.
Yeah, finally get out of the
boat. Thought that was a cute little scene. And Bugsy and, what's his name?
Alex.
Alex, where, you know, the guys were saying, come on, y'all are a couple.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
you're a couple.
That is cute.
Yeah, I thought that was, I like to see the town like that. I wish they'd do that more.
Yeah.
Instead of pulling the slide, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
Who's folding down the bed?
Put up the
Where's
slide.
The laundry? How come you lost everybody's clothes?
Yeah, how about, Jessica comes down and tells Malia, don't go to Captain about me.
Yeah.
Isn't she like a superior?
Well, she's the outdoor, I don't know.
But I don't think
she's like one of the, I guess it would be like she's a manager for the other department.
Yeah.
But she did.
And Malia said, sorry.
Yeah. It's like, if you can't find, well, but I don't think it's the first time. It's like this whole, they haven't been really concentrating on that because they want to fire one person at a time.
Yeah.
But she's going to be next after Kiko because she can't keep the laundry straight.
And how come she doesn't come out and say, how are you guys enjoying the anything?
Uh-huh.
you guys don't like the food, right? Let me know when you don't like it, because I know you won't like it. Let me know. Yeah,
exactly.
It's so weird.
Instead of like, this is a world-class experience. Yacht. Yeah, and we are here to provide everything. And, you know, instead of, I know it's going to be shitty. Let me know when it is.
Yeah, it has to be for the show.
How about last week, on last week's episode, Jess... And I thought it was hilarious. Kept telling Bugsy, I can't understand you.
I know.
And Bugsy's like, I'm speaking. What else am I supposed to do?
I know. That was funny. And that was Hannah's fault.
Yeah.
Sandy said, where is their supervisor to take control?
Yeah. And it's like, Sandy's on my shit list.
I know. She's no Captain Lee.
She's like O.J. Simpson's judge. That the cameras went to his head and he thought he was like the big movie star on the show. Sandy thinks she's the star on that ship. She's not.
Mm. When it's Hannah.
When Hannah's going to leave.
Hannah, Jane.
I don't know if I'm going to like it. If Bugsy was the only one on there.
Hannah, Jane. Mm-hmm. Jane, Hannah. And Kate's not going to be on the other one.
I know. They might lose me.
I don't know.
They better get some good replacements.
Well, should we move on to New York?
I love New York.
They're in Mexico.
So rude. They're in Cancun, but it's a nice place in Cancun.
That's Mexico.
I know. Oh. But I'm saying they usually go to like Cabo. I mean, all these more, upscale places, but Cancun seems low rent. I don't know.
Oh, for them?
Yeah.
I would like to go to Cancun.
Yeah, the resort, was it a resort or someone's private home? No, it was a resort because the pool was.
And they had the workers.
Yeah.
I guess they could have workers at a private home. But there was like all these rooms and the pool and.
Yeah. It was all private.
Well,
private beach.
Let's talk about what happened last week. The whole argument is that Leah and Sonia got so wasted at Ramona's birthday party with 50 of her girlfriends.
50 of my closest friends.
And
girlfriends.
I do think Sonia and Leah were purposefully trying to be outrageous.
Yeah, because...
That did not seem organic to me at all.
No. And Sonia and Dorinda, but more Sonia, I think... mad at Ramona because she doesn't acknowledge that it's also Sonia's birthday.
Or
that Sonia introduced her to a lot of these friends.
Well, and she keeps Sonia pressed down. Like,
yeah, you can't be equal with Ramona. Yeah, Ramona's she's like her the big dog.
Yeah, her little friend Sonia.
You're my little puppy and you do what I say.
So I think Sonia got on the table and smashed the mirror.
She was dancing on the mirror coffee table and smashed it to a billion pieces.
Yeah. What did you think about
Didn't even remember.
What did you think about that room for the birthday party?
Well, I loved that Dorinda said it looked like a commercial for douche. A douche.
For Vagisil?
A douche commercial.
It was like pink everything. Yeah.
When she said that, I busted out laughing.
It looked like a conference.
Like a conference center?
Like a ballroom, and like everybody's gonna have name tags on. Like, hi, I'm Lindsay.
Hi.
It was like very sterile. Like, it wasn't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like that Halloween party was like so on, you could tell it was like on the top floor of somebody's building.
Yeah.
And like, it didn't look like New York, I guess. Yeah.
It looked like it was a soundstage. It looked like a set.
Yeah. Actually. Maybe it was.
I don't know, but.
But it had like those white walls with the lights on pointing from the ground up that would be pointing all red because the room because the brand is red and it would have all the signs that
like
said
a douche
CVS or
douche commercial.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh look, it's like a red room because that's the brand.
And no men. That's so unusual for Ramona.
I know. 50 of her best girlfriends. Best girlfriends. I've never called one of my friends a girlfriend, just so you know. I don't know if that's an older lady thing.
I never say girlfriends. Never. My girlfriends.
Ugh, it's so
maybe
weird.
It's a New York thing.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a, yeah.
Maybe it's a rich people thing.
I don't know, but yeah. And Leah's playing to the cameras too.
Oh yeah. I think she's just trying to be silly and ridiculous.
Yeah, and I wish she would put on a little bit of lipstick, maybe some eyeliner.
I think she's attractive.
When they show her in her confessionals or whatever you call that, I mean, now I don't know how professional her makeup artist is, but at least there's makeup on her.
Yeah. Well, so that was last week, but now they're in Mexico, and Sonia or Ramona won't talk to Leah because she had her vagina out at the party.
Yeah,
is what she was saying because she hiked her dress up.
But it didn't matter what Sonia did.
Yeah, and so whatever Sonia did is like brushed under the rug because she's little Sonia. But I will say, I kind of agree with Ramona in terms of who are you to be acting a mess at my party versus Sonia acting a mess at my party.
Yeah. Sonia belongs.
And
Leah is a new girl and you need to be quiet.
Well, I don't know.
You're not the new girl in the group and making such a scene. You need to be demure and, you know, just watch for a while.
Well, I don't know if you have to be demure, but you don't have to be...
You don't steal the show.
Well, I don't know. This is a tweet that I read on the Juicy Scoop Facebook page that says, I feel like Sonia and Leah's behavior is so different. Sonia gets wasted, gets out of control and inappropriate, but she kind of rolls with it somewhat. Leah gets out of control and then wants to control everybody and everybody's reaction. Not okay with me. I'm with Ramona on this one.
Hmm.
So I can kind of see that because that's... Sonia's kind of like... happy version, I guess.
I'm drunk. I'm dancing on the mirror.
Yeah.
It's broken.
And Leah's like tearing down Ramona's house with the tiki torches.
Yeah, you're right. She doesn't belong.
From what I know, it kind of threw a monkey wrench in it when Tinsley left.
Because
they were supposed to be like the two young
ones.
They
were supposed to be a clique and the rest.
But I think Luann does like her and get along with her.
Yeah.
But... Luann's just...
I think Dorinda, too.
And I think Luann's just there for her cabaret. Money can buy you class.
Money can buy you class. I wish Dorinda would find a hairbrush. Just saying. Makeup on Leah. Hairbrush on Dorinda.
Yeah, I think that it kind of, messed it up whenever Tinsley left. But I think, from what I know about reality TV...
So did she, like, break her contract? How does that work?
I don't know. I guess.
Did they let her out?
I guess. Maybe she said, COVID's happening and I gotta go.
Before Christmas because they did a Halloween party.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know.
I wonder if she had a get out of jail free for the contract.
Well, I feel like from what I know about reality TV, like I was saying, is that Leah is just the producers are saying, give us something.
Yeah.
And says, and action.
Yeah.
So
well, she's doing it.
Because
it's just not as popular.
From what we've said, is the Dorinda, Ramona, Sonia, and Luann, all four, the core four, are really friends and have been friends forever. I feel like it would look fake if Dorinda's gonna all of a sudden be like acting like Leah. They need a guinea pig to come in and act a fool for the drama.
Yeah. Well, and I think Ramona has 50 closest friends, and she always does. They couldn't find one of those. They tried to put, what's her name? Elise in there. Elise is not working.
No.
I don't know.
Maybe those are not really Ramona's 50 closest friends.
Or they just don't want to do that crap.
Yeah.
Let me see what happens. I don't know. But, yeah. So they're at a beautiful place in Mexico.
Yeah.
And they're starting to fight on the first night, of course.
Yeah, and Sonia is strung out.
She's on drugs.
Yeah, I've seen
you don't get that way drinking a couple
glasses
of wine.
I've seen a lot of drunk people.
Yeah.
I know.
She's on drugs. But her confessionals with her new facelift is unbelievable.
I know.
That's money. And I read that she didn't even spend the money, that they did it pro bono so they could the surgeon could get some publicity.
Wow.
I'm going to New York and get it. Looks
wow.
good.
Well, we can't go to New York right now. It's ground zero.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, here is.
They're saying it's here. They're going to make us quarantine once we get to New York because we come from Texas.
Yeah.
We'll never go to New York again.
No, maybe one day.
Maybe one day. But if it's not COVID, it's riots, it's crime.
Yeah.
There's no Broadway. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Let's talk about Beverly Hills.
Oh.
You didn't watch it, right?
I didn't watch it. You have to fill me in. But I have heard juicy scoops about it, and I have read about it.
Yeah, so it's the Denise Brandy debacle entanglement.
Is that what they're calling it?
No.
Oh. Entangled. Oh, Jada. It was Will and Jada.
They evidently...
Yeah, well, I just call it a lesbian night. I mean...
No. I don't think it even happened, actually. So, what had happened...
Oh, you believe Denise?
Kinda, even though I hate Denise. What had happened was, first of all, Brandy's
a liar.
Brandy needs to be on TV. She's dying to be on TV. So Kim,
is she thirsty?
Kim comes to Kyle's house with Brandy in the car because they're gonna go to birthday dinner. And she comes up to get something from Kyle. And she goes, "Oh, Brandy's in the car." And she goes, "Bring her up."
Yeah.
She comes up with a microphone already on, already set to be on the show. First of all.
Exactly. And what I heard, it was probably on Juicy Scoop podcast, that the timing of all the conversations seem out of order.
Yeah.
Like.
I completely think it's
all. They think the conversation took place for filming that episode after Christmas or around Christmas. Yeah. So.
It's a completely fabricated. I don't even, maybe it happened, but it's
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, first of all, so Brandy comes in to tell Kyle about it, and it's like they have to pry it out of her. It's the most non-organic.
I'm just so hurt and embarrassed.
How about Teddy? Teddy is, first of all, the most irrelevant person on this show.
She is.
She's sitting there and she's like, "What? What? You did what?"
Yeah. Oh,
like, I'm like, why do they keep panning
to her? That's a good impression.
Thank you. I'm like, why do they keep panning to her?
Yeah. They should just show her big belly. That's more interesting.
I'm like, Kyle's actually saying, like, you and her and, you know, like.
Who's us? Who's we?
Part of the conversation. And she's like, what? What? And so annoying.
And then so she feels the need to tell Lisa Rinna. Because they're friends. Denise and Lisa are friends.
But she feels the need to tell her that Denise is talking crap about her, which is probably true. That's what they were saying. And in the story of telling her, Denise is talking crap about you, Lisa Rinna, also her and Brandy hooked up. I do believe that Aaron is probably a hop and a skip and a jump away from being like a serial killer, like goes off the deep end, loses his mind. So I don't know if that's... The angle.
That's why Brandy's crazy.
Either coming
us, worried.
I don't know. Coming in, I think she's making it up, and she's even worried about making it up because Aaron's like a psychopath.
Yeah.
So, with all that being said,
was Aaron on the show this week?
They
went on a trip.
They're in
Italy.
Where's the big circle thing with the arches?
Rome?
Yes, they're in Rome, the Colosseum.
That'd be Italy.
Oh, okay.
Rome, Italy.
Huh, who knew? Geography lesson. Wait, did you know, side note, did you know Romanian people are from Romania, not from Rome? Romans?
Oh, honey.
Romania and Romans are different people. They taught me that at the gym. I had absolutely no idea. I thought those were all the same people.
How much money did I pay for college?
I can tell you, we never learned one single thing about Romania. I did not know Romania was its own country.
Yes, that's where Nadia Comăneci comes from and got a perfect 10 at the Olympics. She was from Romania.
I thought the Romanias were from Rome.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I can tell you my dance degree.
That's almost as good as this chicken of the sea.
No. It's all the same word. How can you blame me? It's all the same word.
It really is logical, but okay.
I can tell you the last time I learned geography was in eighth grade. You're right. I could have stopped my education at eighth grade because I never talked about...
And never paid for college.
I never talked about geography again after that. Anyways, back to the Real Housewives. They're in Rome.
With the Romanians.
No, there's no Romanians there. It's a different place.
They're all Italians.
They decide they need to confront Denise about the situation.
About lesbian gate.
And so Teddy is the one that's trying to tell her. And she's like drawing it out. And Dorit's like, just tell her already. And she's like,
mind you?
She's like, I heard. I don't know.
Oh, I'm glad she's I didn't like, watch it.
From... Okay, Brandy. Seriously. And
where's Kyle?
Kyle's like, wait. Kyle's like, just tell her. Kyle won't tell her because it's her lines, you know? The director gave her, Teddy, those lines. So, because if you're not getting what I'm hinting at, this is a scripted show. And so.
Well, they need to make a better script.
I know.
If it's scripted, they should be much better.
Yeah. And so she's like, you're killing her. You're dragging it out. Just say it. And she goes, okay, that you had sex with Brandy. And Denise is like, makes this god-awful face like, you could have taken it that she's guilty, but you could have taken it like, where in the world would that come from?
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what to think. But then she starts losing her mind and she says, bravo, bravo, effing bravo. Because she's trying to get it cut. And Erica Jane goes, honey, they're not going to cut this. And she's like, bravo, bravo, effing bravo. And she gets up from the table and she's like, turn off the cameras. I want to see John Brown, like some producer.
Oh.
And so they're like all just sitting there and they're, and Lisa's.
Did Brandy go on the trip?
No.
Okay.
Lisa's like, well, you know, she was like, they're not going to cut this. This is what this show's about. She signed up for this. And Erica Jane's like,
they set her up.
Mr. Girardi. She could call Mr. Girardi. No, I'm just kidding. So that's what happened.
What's going on with Erica Jane's face?
I don't know.
She looks good, but she doesn't look like herself.
They sucked out all the fat in her face.
Yeah, because like she used to have nice, soft.
Her cheeks are in. Her eyeballs are in. Her neck is in.
That's much better than the injections.
Like Brandy. Oh, Brandy looks terrifying.
Yeah, Brandy looks like a blowfish.
Brandy looks like Adrian Malouf.
Yes, it's too many injections.
Yeah.
I mean, sucking it out seems to be the answer.
Maybe
sucking it out and then pulling it tight.
Hmm. Like a Skeletor.
Yeah, because if you suck it out, then you're going to have like sagging, but.
Yeah. How old is Erica Jane? She's not that old, right?
I think she's 50. She has a 25-year-old.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. And that was probably 2 years ago when she first started.
And like she's like the same age as Doreen.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Because like Lisa Rinna's older.
Lisa Rinna's closer to my age.
And is Kyle
like
older?
Older than 55. Kyle is.
Kim is older.
Kim is closer to my age too. Kyle's probably upper 40s.
And how old? They're all way younger than New York is what I'm trying to think.
Yes, they are.
Well, because
the oldest one was Vanderpump, and she was probably 60 or pushing 60, and now Kyle has decided she's the queen.
The
with
patriarch,
her,
matriarch,
her ugly clothes. Did you see the pictures of what they wore to the reunion? Kyle looked like I don't even know who, the Adams family wife.
And, yeah. Oh, with the tall hair?
Yes.
Yeah. And everybody was roasting on Dorit. I was like,
I thought Dorit looked fabulous.
Dorit, I mean, I think she goes out there, but she at least has a good body. She can rock it, you know?
Well, and I mean, she can take a picture.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks good. The others are like standing in front of their bookshelf, like everybody else on TV that's not leaving their house.
I know. She probably asked Mauricio to take that on her iPhone really quick. Dorit probably had a photographer.
Or Sophia. Sophia.
Portia.
Yeah. Portia. Well, one of them, Sophia.
Yeah, the older one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what happened on the.
So it's Bravo fucking Bravo?
Yep. That was how it ended.
Okay.
So, and to be continued, dot, dot, dot.
And so what's to be continued? Because they're already doing the reunion, and Brandy wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that there's another show. So.
I would think.
Is your food boiling?
I think so.
You should ask your person. I think I've been very vocal to the world that I do not like Taylor Swift. I think she is fake.
Annoying.
She's fake and annoying, and I think she is talented, but she doesn't use it because she wants to make money. So she does what songs will sell.
Yeah.
But I will say she has a new album that she's now getting in trouble for, I heard, called Folklore. And it's actually pretty good.
Oh,
so I had to eat my hat a little bit. But if you listen to it, it is nothing like shake it up, shake it up. So I am right in saying that those songs are annoying and this one's actually good and everybody loves it. because it's not annoying. So,
yeah, why she's in trouble?
Because folklore is copywritten on somebody else's company and clothing line, and so she's obviously gonna make
it. That seems like such a minor issue, though.
Well, can you copyright? I mean, wouldn't every word be copywritten by now?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I think they're ganging up on her for some reason because of the
things she had. Because she's so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, she deserves it.
Yeah. Yeah. So check it off. Check it off. So back to other pop events. Kanye West is going to get 5150.
I think... I don't know. Is that what you say when you commit somebody?
I don't know. I just always hear people saying.
Oh, I never heard that until you started saying it.
Yeah, I've heard it on the internet.
It's when you get committed.
Yeah, 5150 is like some kind of law within, like, I don't know where. Maybe it's L.A. or maybe it's the world. I only hear about L.A. people getting 5150. So,
well, it would have to be a state, probably a state law, not an L.A. law.
That's what I mean. I'm saying, I don't know if it's only California that 5150, yeah. But...
Well, you can commit somebody if you can have a certified doctor say they're not capable of running their own business in their own life, but...
I feel like you'd have to work...
That's not really common.
I hope, for the sake of society, you'd have to really... like, you'd have to have almost killed yourself or something.
Yeah. Well, and even then, I don't think it's that easy to take somebody's rights away.
A series of... erotic text.
Yeah.
Not erotic. Is that the word? Erratic?
That's erratic. Both. Either way, you send erotic text, you should not be committed.
I hope that doesn't get you 5150'd or lose
There's
your
a
rights.
A lot of people that do that.
Yeah, your rights to be a citizen in this country, I would hope so.
Well, I think he's just always been cray-cray.
You know
And
what?
Now they're, I think Kim and... Chris are getting a little tired of it.
I think there hasn't been much word of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West in a hot second.
Yeah, they need
to liven
it up. Yeah.
I mean, what's the last thing you heard? Was the church in the forest or whatever? Yeah. Or the desert?
Yep. Yeah.
How long was that?
They got some publicity when she backed the law to let that one woman out of jail. And she backed the law that Trump signed in to need to get these low-level offenders off.
Yeah, but I don't think that had anything
but
to do
that
with
wasn't,
Kanye.
I don't think that was positive publicity in their opinion because it was on the side of Trump. So they need to go back to their base and be cray-cray.
Well... we heard on Juicy Scoop that Kim has given up so much for Kanye.
Yeah.
In terms of colors, all she does is wear the beige and the turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks.
So she has given up a lot for Kanye, but.
Well, can you imagine being married to him? And like I said, I don't think this is any new thing.
I don't think they do anything together.
I think he's crazy.
Do they even
and
live
always
together?
Has been. I have no idea.
I mean, I watched the Kardashians, and I know that just because I watched the Kardashians, but he's never on there because he doesn't want to be part of the
reality. He doesn't want to be part of them.
So yeah. I'm like, does he even live with them? Because they're filming that show 24/7, 365. There's no off season of Kardashians. It's literally always on.
Really?
I mean, they do seasons. Like, they'll do a summer season, a winter season. Like, it's... I mean, they do have seasons, but it's always on.
How crazy that is to live your life like that.
And that's why Kourtney Kardashian was having a breakdown because she was like, I'm over it. I don't want to do this anymore.
So is she off?
That was like the finale of the last one. She was like having a breakdown
I do
about
hearing
it.
That. I haven't watched them since Bruce was a man. So it's been a while.
Yeah. Chris isn't even really on it. And neither is Kylie or Kendall. It's just Kim and Kourtney and Kendall.
Chloe.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Chloe, yes.
All those K people.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I still keep watching it, though.
So. Well, I don't know if Kanye's going to be a write-in for the president, but I thought that was a pretty interesting thing. They should have went with that.
Yeah, she could have made the Oval Office beige.
I know. Or, man, can you imagine Kim Kardashian as a first lady?
That would be when Hollywood
That would be the ultimate... reality show, never did
kinda
anything like, to be famous.
Kind of like the Kennedy Marilyn Monroe saga kind of publicity there.
Well, who else would be the other woman?
I'm just saying, like, Hollywood meets...
Oh, you mean, like, the pop culture? Yeah. Pop culture into the White House?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
I don't know if that was ever done before. You're right. Marilyn broke it.
Yeah.
Dang Kennedys. So, they were the worst.
So?
Criminals.
They're all dead.
Friends with all the Hollywoods. Yeah. The curse of the father. He sold them out.
Speaking of the mafia... We are still not done with Sopranos.
We have one episode left.
But spoiler alert, they killed Christopher. Tony killed Christopher. He held his nose.
After the accident, he was probably going to die anyway.
Yeah, so they got in a car accident and he keeps being on drugs and it's a liability for Tony.
And he saw the car seat in the back all smashed and he felt like this guy could have killed his baby, so I'm going to have to kill him.
So he held his nose. It was gruesome. Now, you know, that brought me back to Breaking Bad whenever the girlfriend
was
dying.
Was throwing up
on
her.
Oh, God. I can't
choking
even
on her own vomit. I never forget that.
I can't even
life.
Think about it. And he just let her choke because they were strung out and she was bad for Jesse.
Yep.
Bitch.
Yep.
Yep. I know we have one more episode of Sopranos. I think Breaking Bad is better than Sopranos. Maybe it's because it's less...
It might have been because I remember watching Breaking Bad and after watching, like, because we binge watched it because we didn't watch it, you know, in time. But
yeah,
after watching like two or three episodes in a row, I had to like watch the Food Network to just cleanse the bad out of...
Yeah.
I have never felt that with Sopranos. I enjoy Sopranos a lot.
Yeah.
It's not as... Yeah. So, I don't know. It just depends. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, I think Breaking Bad is the best show of all time still. But I am glad to know all of the jokes from The Sopranos now.
Yeah, all the references.
Every show I'm watching has a reference to The Sopranos.
What was the last one that you were telling me about? Was the Bada Bing? No.
Oh, it was... He was saying, that's like whenever Tony told Meadow that there was no mafia. I don't remember what he was referencing. What else he was saying, though. But
yeah. I love Tony.
I know.
Well, yeah.
What shows have you been watching? Because you're a Netflix.
I've been watching, we're still on the crime stuff because I like that. I don't know what that says about me. We've watched Narcos.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched Narcos Mexico, mm-hmm. and now we're watching Queen of the South, all drug dealer, cocaine.
What does Narcos mean? Like a narc?
A narc. A Narcos is the drug dealers.
Oh, I thought a narc was when you're a tattletale.
A narc is a police, a policeman who is undercover.
Oh, okay.
In the narcotics. NARC is short for narcotics.
Oh.
Narcos is the drug, is the
Are
cartels.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anyway, but the difference is Narcos and Narcos Mexico are actually based on the true stories from the late 70s into the 80s when the cartels really got big.
Mm-hmm.
And they reference and they show actual photos and actual video from like... when the first George Bush was the president and he assigned the anti-crime, you know, like that's when the drug dealing and crossing the border and all the cocaine really poured into the United States. So it's a lot of true, you know, although I'm sure a lot of it's a lot of drama, but I loved it. Queen of the South is all made up show and it was on USA Network. But I still enjoy it, and right now we're in the fourth season, and they're in New Orleans, and it's hysterical.
I don't know if I can take your word for it, because you said Weeds was a good show.
Weeds was really good.
Weeds is the worst show. That is a WB show.
No, it's not. Weeds was great.
The little episodes I watched when you were watching it, it's like watching the WB.
Okay, what's a good show? What's a show that I've recommended that you absolutely love?
Every other show, but I'm saying, if you're saying that these narco shows, the Queen of the South, I bet is like Weeds, is what I'm saying.
It's possible. It's very,
I did watch that one episode of Narcos Mexico, yeah. And it was pretty interesting.
Narcos is good. I like the Narcos format a lot. And they speak a lot of Spanish because it's authentic and there's subtitles. But after a while, you know exactly what they're saying. You don't have to read it because...
Wow, that's like how you learn Spanish from watching the telenovelas.
I have learned a lot of Spanish, mi amor.
That's cucurón. They told Ida, my client, told me I needed to watch the telenovelas to learn more Spanish.
Exactly. Cabrón.
That's like when we were watching Jane the Virgin. They would speak Spanish a lot.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
See, that was a good show.
That was also
happened to Jane.
I don't know. That was a WB show too. We got to the point where it started to get too dumb.
Yeah. It didn't make the it didn't last to the end. For
that
us.
Was everything in my life is based on when I broke my arm. Now it's like pre broken arm, post broken arm. That was right when I broke my arm.
I was gonna say, did we watch it after that?
Yeah, it was right because I was over here because I was living here for.
Oh yeah, so we had to
two
watch
or
it.
3 weeks.
You had to watch what I was watching.
Yeah, yeah, and then now everything's gonna be pre COVID, post COVID because Sopranos is the COVID.
Yes, it's number one for the second time.
Yeah, HBO
amazing.
Released Sopranos for our enjoyment in COVID, and it
we
was number
watch
one again.
Entourage again.
Ugh. I love Entourage.
You haven't watched it again, have you?
I've only watched it once.
You were watching Girls, though.
Yeah, I watched Girls. I watched both Breaking Bad and Entourage with one of my ex-boyfriends, and so it kind of like...
Oh, it brings
when
back
I think
those
about
memories?
It, not really, but I kind of like... Ugh. I kind of get creeped.
Who shall remain nameless?
Yeah. I kind of get creeped out. I'm like, yeah. Well, but I do love Entourage. He had good taste in TV, evidently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couldn't have been all bad.
Yeah. We were watching, all we did was watching shows.
He was good until he wasn't.
For watching shows.
So.
What other pop culture? Our shows have been very lacking. So, let's talk about the Bachelor fiasco. So
I'm not sure what's going on with that.
What I've heard is Claire is not complying.
Yeah. Claire is, I don't know what she's doing. Like she's not showing up. They're trying to start some production stuff maybe. And so they're just like, forget you. We'll get Taisha. And Taisha's now. And then they're calling back the younger guys that they had let go because Claire's an old lady.
Yeah. I think they should just play it all. Play it all like
yes.
Behind the scenes of what's going
Here's
on.
Here's what's happening while you're stuck in your house in lockdown and we're trying to do a show.
And Claire's like, she's like ripping off the mic. She's like, that's it. I'm just like, you know, I want to see all that.
I know.
So I don't know. I guess we're going to have Claire / Taisha. And then
that would be quite the, and then the Bachelor could pick which one they like better.
Well, that's what they did with Caitlin.
I know.
Yeah. So we are back on the rewinds this week with Becca. No,
mm-mm.
I keep saying Becca. What's her
it's
name?
It's going to be,
Allie. I think she looks like a Becca to me.
And to me, her season was boring.
Who was on her season?
I have no clue. I don't even know who she picked. I mean, they showed Brad last week. That's the end all.
I know.
That was...
He's very attractive.
He's very attractive. I thought he seemed so genuine to all the girls. He loved Emily so much.
Can you believe how outdated she looked?
Yeah.
What year was that? All of these people. I'm like...
It wasn't that long ago. I'd say maybe 6-7 years.
Her hair is like yellow.
Yeah.
Her eyeshadow is black.
But she's like... Not to offend anybody, but she's like
country racetrack.
Yeah, she's racetrack people. What do you call the races? I don't even know.
NASCAR
people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
her like big belt buckles and rhinestones and a big cross necklace on your neck.
Yeah. And a Confederate flag on the back of your truck.
Yeah. So, he did really like her, but I felt so bad for that when I was watching it, that other girl, the girl that was in second place.
Yeah, what was
her
name?
She was so sweet. I don't know, because I said on there, I said, I've never seen this girl ever.
They never hardly showed her.
They never showed her.
And but she didn't become the next Bachelorette because she got married right after.
Yeah, the next Bachelorette was Desiree. Yeah. Where her brother was so mean to Brad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that poor girl that came in second, like, she was genuine. That all those people on that season seemed very genuine.
Yeah, they weren't have there. Lost that quality
yeah,
now.
They weren't there for the fame,
and
really.
I don't know if it's social media well, that I don't, has messed
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, I don't think they can ever get it back.
Nobody's there for the right reasons anymore.
No, no. Not.
Lindsay won't.
Yeah,
I'm sorry if Bachelor people
nominate me, please. I know, but he really did love what's her
he
name?
Loved Emily.
Whenever he met her daughter, I almost cried.
Yes,
he was like so happy, and
I know,
and she was so happy to have him meet her, and
I know it was really the best season ever, and I've watched them all.
Well, and
except the ones that I stopped watching because they were too terrible to keep watching.
Juan Pablo.
I watched that one to the end. He wasn't as terrible as everybody says.
I think I was in college. That's why I didn't watch it.
Allie, I don't remember. Becca. Becca and Ari.
The worst.
I watched Ari's season, even though it was painful.
Down in history as the worst season.
But then when they made her the next Bachelorette, I did not watch it.
I know.
Couldn't. It was just.
Speaking of Ari, that's who Emily let go. Because he was a race car driver.
Yes, he was the race car guy. And she got Jeff 1F.
Jeff 1F, but she's not married to him.
Did he come on the show?
No.
Jeff 1F?
No. She talked about marrying her husband, who she found
Ricky?
At church. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the new one.
Oh, the new husband.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
has like a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, and Ricky.
Yeah.
Like, it was like something insane like that.
Yeah.
But she did.
She had 4 kids in 4 years.
Yeah. They interviewed Brad, and he was talking about. He was like, "It was really, really, really hard to get over Emily because
I think he was in love with her." Did they talk to each other?
No, they interviewed. He interviewed
because I didn't
separate.
Watch it all.
Yeah, he lives in Austin.
Yeah,
he has a girlfriend. He met at the gym.
Oh,
I was like, I ain't seeing any Brads at my gym. Yeah. Dag nabbit.
Well.
Because my gym's in the suburbs.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Allie?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Was she from, like, Ben's season or something? Whose season is she even from?
I don't know anything about Allie, except she started making commercials or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
She's one of those with the secret box. She pops up on
Fit
my...
Fit Fab Fun?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Secret box.
It's like you get these surprises every month or something,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Fit Fab Fun or...
All the housewives, all the reality people do that.
I know.
So.
Yeah. Speaking of reality people doing boxes, did you see Kim Zolciak's new bikinis?
No.
Her and Brielle is her business partner or something. She's just using Brielle for Instagram followers. But the youngest daughter, Ariana, has lost like 100 pounds or something.
Yeah, that's been a while.
Well, and she's in all the bikinis that Kim Zolciak's making. And she lost 100 pounds, and Croy found the 100 pounds.
He's big?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't follow them. They annoy the crap out of me.
I know. They are. And they are trash. Speaking of trash.
They are. They are trash.
Speaking of rhinestones and belt buckles.
Yeah. They have disowned their families. I mean, he came from such a good family. I mean, I don't know. You never know what happens inside. But... She pretty much told his parents, you know, see ya.
Yeah.
This is my husband.
Well, I hope they're happy.
I don't know.
Evidently, they're rich.
He's fat now.
Fat and happy? Or fat and sad?
Fat and she won't like him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't follow her. I don't like her.
Yeah. So.
So.
Yep. And Britney Spears is still posting her videos. So.
Yeah.
Her dad came out with a statement that said she's fine.
Well, and she seems like she's not capable of handling all the stuff. So let dad do it.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I mean, she's getting a ton of views on her stupid dances she's doing on Instagram.
I mean, and she doesn't, it's not like she's living in the ditch.
True.
She's living in a nice place.
She has that cute personal trainer boyfriend.
Yeah, and I mean,
that's what Heather
she can
said.
Probably sleep late every day, do a few videos. I mean,
that's what
life.
Heather said. She said she seems like they're living a great life.
I know. What's the big deal? So dad has to like give her an allowance. Who cares?
We know other people who purposefully marry people to get allowances. So
exactly.
She's at least. She gets to just dance around on her Instagram. Yeah. But she lit a candle and she accidentally burned down her gym. She's getting in trouble for that because, sorry, Daddy, I forgot the candle and I burned down my gem.
And my pants are way down low behind below
my
belly
shorts,
button.
My Sophie shorts from 2001, and they still fit me. So I'm going to show you my workout.
And they don't fit me?
And this is my choker that I actually made in the seventh grade.
When I cut a sliver of my tights off.
And I'm still wearing the L'Oreal black is black eyeliner, and I put it in my waterline. And that's it. And I just like smudge it around, and then I'm ready to go.
Smoky look.
Yeah.
Baby.
I will forever love Britney, though.
Oh, good.
She's a queen. I was in the same room as her.
Good. She was in the same room as Cher.
She was. So was I. She wasn't really singing, I don't think.
And George Strait. I could have touched George Strait.
You would have gotten shot.
If I put my binoculars on.
Oh.
We were close, but not that close.
Well.
Man, he looks good. 65.
Maybe he can date Ramona.
No.
She's looking for somebody in the same...
He's married to Norma.
Oh, sorry. She's looking for somebody in the same level as her.
Yeah, the same class.
Yeah. Everybody really roasted her for that. I was like, I don't
she
blame her.
She needs to get back with Mario. Did you see... Well, did we talk about this last week? No.
I think we did. Whenever they were at the table together.
Me and you talked about it, but not on the podcast. They had a dinner with Avery. And it was weird. I told you this. He said, yeah, Avery, here's a good story. Your mom, we came here, you know, we've been coming here for years, and we came here when your mom was pregnant for you. And it's kind of like, who else would she be pregnant for? She's her own, they're so sad, only child. Is there another child?
They gave one away.
But anyway, yeah, she was pregnant for you, and we came here. And
yeah,
her water
I see
broke
what you're
in the bathroom.
Oh, you're saying, like, if you said that, you'd be like, I was pregnant for Jake or I was pregnant for you.
Yes. And he said, we came here years ago when your mom was pregnant with you. Like, who else would she be pregnant with?
Huh.
She's supposed to be the only child.
True.
Wow. I wonder if anybody else picked up on that. Probably not, because I'm so astute.
Probably.
But anyway.
You're a detective from Narcos.
That's it. I have learned a lot, mi amor.
Well.
Cabron.
Let's hope that next week, maybe we'll do a podcast next week too.
Oh, okay.
Let's hope that there's some shows.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
it's
Potomac.
It's getting summer. There's usually no shows in the summer anyway.
Well, Dancing with the Stars should be starting sometime soon. They're doing it.
They are?
Yeah.
Good.
Because it starts like in August and it goes till Halloween.
Yeah.
When you have your acid trip and you watch the Halloween episode, which is
our pain medication.
I had a morphine trip and watched the show. So, and then it goes almost to Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's going to start probably in September.
Same with Survivor. Survivor is usually over the week or two before Christmas. That's the winner.
So we'll see.
I think you could do Survivor.
And they're doing Summer House. They're recording Summer House right now in a Big Brother house where they're not having any other people.
Oh, so they're never going back to the city, in the week?
Yeah, I think they're just staying there.
How do you do Lover Boy?
I don't know.
You got to go do Lover Boy, Kyle.
He's going to have to start Zoom calling people.
That's going to be it.
So, well, that's all we have. We hope that next week we'll bring you some more entertainment.
Some more entertainment, some more poop, and some more Narcos investigations.
And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Lindsay R. Traha.
And GT Traha?
Your name is Traha Home.
Traha Home.
And
share, like, and share.
And follow the vlog if you want to see this ridiculousness on video.
Yay. Bye.